vibrant health and beauty radiates from the inside out. Get your glow on with Green Diva's health and beauty tips, from natural skincare to creating healthier habits that make us sparkle. Okay, well, I am really excited to finally get a chance to speak to this gorgeous woman who is part of the wonderful, wonderful couple, Ron and Lisa. She is an author, an expert, and their business is the Healthy Home Dream Team. You can find them at ronandlisa.com, all spelled out, Ron, A-N-D, Lisa.com. Lisa is clearly a green diva, and Ron a green dude, but we got Lisa today, so I'm pretty excited to talk to her. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Meg. Thank you for having me.
Well, I hope I got all that right. You guys
you did. Are
amazing. Did I say your name right? Lisa Barris, right? Did I even say
your
name?
You got it perfect.
All right.
That was exactly right. Yep.
I'm like, I don't even know. It's just Ron and Lisa. Like, that's all.
I know at this point, you know, who's using last names?
So I think today we're going to talk about a health issue, even though Lisa and Ron primarily deal with healthy home issues. Fluoride is obviously something that's in our homes, but it's a health issue. And yeah, tell us a little bit about this silly fluoride thing.
Absolutely. Well, it's a huge health issue. You're exactly right. And about 70% of Americans are drinking fluoridated water in their homes, if they're drinking tap water and unfiltered water. And if you're like the majority of people, then you've been led to believe that it's actually a healthful supplement that the government adds to our drinking water.
Ugh.
However, the jury is out on that, because a lot of people in the health movement and in the green world believe otherwise, myself included. And that is the fact that it's not an essential mineral. Fluoride is actually a toxic substance that's added to our drinking water.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's the only drug that's actually added to our water. And the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, says today 41% of American adolescents have dental fluorosis. Are you familiar with that?
No. It wasn't. Okay, isn't it touted as like it's supposed to help our dental situation, right?
Right, exactly,
yeah.
Right. That was the point. Fluoride was supposed to help. But in fact, they found that it's actually caused, the fact that we have 41% of American teens with dental fluorosis, or young children as well, which is a discoloration of the teeth. So you've probably seen this in people where they get white spotting, or like lines that look chalky.
Yeah.
They might have dark staining or pitting.
Ah.
This is dental fluorosis, and it's actually discoloration caused by overexposure to fluoride.
Oh, come on.
All right. So the government, for the first time since 1962, just this April of 2015, has lowered the recommended level of fluoride in drinking water. So how many times have we seen this in history, right, where something is brought to market, we've been told it was safe, and then they have to keep reducing the levels because it turns out it was more toxic than expected?
Well, and then there's always this, like, crazy backstory. Now, I don't know if where I heard this and if it's true, but that fluoride was really a byproduct of something else that they needed to figure out what to do with, and somehow it was marketed.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yes. So fluoride, we've got fluoride that's actually commonly found in nature at low levels, but the fluoride that's added to the public water supply is in the form of chemicals, and it's primarily fluorosilicic acid. They can also use sodium fluoride, and it's an industrial waste product from the phosphate fertilizer industry.
Yeah, it's not a very pretty thing.
This is, you know, and what's interesting about this is 97% of Western Europe has fluoride-free water. That's according to the World Health Organization. And their tooth decay levels are just as low, and in many cases even lower than the U.S.
Yeah.
So this is where a lot of us are saying, hey, wait a minute, why are we putting fluoride in our water at such an alarming rate when other countries who have, you know, equal or lower tooth decay aren't even using it? So now the government, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, has lowered the level, and I'll just tell you what the levels are so you know. They said before we could have 0.7 to 1.2 milligrams per liter of water. That's
okay.
What was in there since 1962. Just this April now, the levels are lowered to 0.7 7 milligrams per liter.
Mm. Which
personally,
is still...
and there's so many studies. I mean, there's study after study, hundreds of studies showing. So the issue here is fluoride in studies was shown to prevent tooth decay and cavities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the bone, it actually showed benefit for that. But the problem with it in our water is we're ingesting it, and it's getting into our entire body,
right,
getting into organs and causing issues in other parts of our body. And the list goes on from recent studies showing lowered IQ in children.
Oh, my God.
They've been underactive thyroid, ADHD. Too much fluoride can also lead to skeletal fluorosis, which is pretty similar to arthritis. And even bone cancer.
My God.
Osteosarcoma.
So now, does, you know, the average tabletop or countertop filter out fluoride?
That's a great question. No, your typical counter, like your pitcher, say your
right.
Brita and Pure, those do not take out fluoride. And neither does your city. Obviously, they're putting it in. Why would they take it out? right. The city water doesn't take out a lot of things, in fact.
Yeah.
But you really need to have your own home water filtration system, either a point of entry, which would be a whole house, or a point of use, which would be something that goes under your sink, like
right.
a reverse osmosis,
right.
and or a distiller. Those are two types of filtration system that do remove fluoride. And I don't know if you've heard of Berkey, the Berkey water system.
No. Mm-mm.
It's a portable water filtration system, and it's great because you can take it anywhere with you. You can even use it traveling. They have small ones for camping and things like that, but they're great for your home. They're stainless steel, and they basically do remove fluoride. They come with fluoride filters and arsenic. They've been shown to be some of the best filters on the market for taking out contaminants. So those are the ones that I would recommend for fluoride. And, you know, whether you use fluoride in your toothpaste, that's a personal decision. I personally don't.
No.
And I have no cavities, so I've not used fluoride in my toothpaste or my drinking water for probably 15 years.
Yep.
And, that, you know, that's sort of to be, it's a personal decision, because if you were going to use a little bit on your tooth and not swallow it, you know, maybe some people feel that's fine.
Yeah, but it's not like being foisted upon you by the municipality or the city.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It should be your choice.
Yeah.
And we get fluoride in, you know, natural levels, even in our food and through other means. So, you know, we don't really need to be ingesting fluoride. Ingesting it is really where the issue comes in.
Well, I really appreciate your talking to us about this today, and it confirms my... validates my reason for not using fluoride for many, many years. Thank you. I remember the dentist being like, well, you should be using fluoride in your kids. I'm like, no, thank you. No.
Oh, and kids especially.
Even
a lot of people don't know this, but the American Dental Association advises that parents avoid giving babies fluoridated water, because this issue with the dental fluorosis is with adolescents, and when the teeth are forming, it's very important not to be getting those high levels of fluoride, or any fluoride for that matter. So.
See? All right, Lisa. Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Are you sparkling yet? Well, you will be. For information on this segment and lots of other healthy, green living information, visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.